The second question. There is an imam that there's an imam here that was thought to be upon the sunnah. However, he criticized the Muslim rulers on the minbar for the situation in Kashmir and previously in Burma. He was advised and claims that there is a difference of opinion on the issue of publicly criticizing the Muslim rulers. He also claims that the rulers whom he criticized, that is, Saudi Arabia and the Emirates, are not his rulers, and he has never pledged allegiance to them, so therefore it is permissible. What is the response to these doubts? Should he and his masjid be warned against? And also, is it befitting that he be labeled as a Khawariji, even though he doesn't possess all the characteristics of the Khawarij? The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala answered, saying, it is a well-known article of faith with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and part of our minhaj is that we don't criticize our rulers publicly. All this is an ijma' from the Salaf. All of our pious predecessors mutually agreed to this without any difference of opinion, that anyone who is a Muslim ruler is not to be defamed publicly. On the other hand, what we are supposed to do when it comes to the mistakes of our Muslim rulers is to advise them secretly. This is something explicitly mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ when he said in the hadith, what one of you sees, what he dislikes from his ruler, let him not publicize it, but rather let him take him by the hand secretly and advise him. And so whether or not a Muslim ruler is the ruler that rules you or not, the same process applies. Meaning, you don't speak out publicly about his mistakes. You are to advise him secretly. And if you don't have any ability, then responsibility is to remain quiet. So if anyone is a Muslim ruler, if he is in a position of authority against above any group of Muslims, even if you don't belong to them, then the prohibition of speaking about him publicly still applies, regardless of whether or not a person has pledged his allegiance to that leader. Going against this process that we have, that is the protocol for advising our leaders, and doing otherwise, speaking publicly about their faults, this brings about nothing but fitna. It's nothing but troublemaking and has no benefit in it whatsoever. Furthermore, it's a deviation from the manhaj of our Salaf al-Salih. And it's disobedience to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the Khawarij, then there are different categories. There are some of them who make takfir on the person who commits a major sin. There are others of them who try to overthrow the rulers with their weapons. Then there's one category of them who they don't do either of the following two, but they like to sit in the back seat and encourage other people to do it. Even though they don't have the guts to try to overthrow a ruler, they sit back and tell other people to go out and do so. So we have three kind of different categories of these Khawarij. And in order for a person to be qualified as a Khawariji, he doesn't need to have all of the characteristics of all three of these categories. If he belongs to one group, then he's a Khawariji of that particular group. So a person doesn't have to meet all of the descriptions of a Khawariji in order to be labeled or considered a Khawariji. It's not necessary that a person makes takfir on the individual who commits a major sin in order to be considered a Khawariji. It's not necessary that a person actually is engaged in an armed struggle to overthrow some Muslim leaders in order to be considered a Khawariji. If he's talking with the speech of the Khawarij, and he's being a backseat driver, he may not be doing any of the action himself, but if he's encouraging others to do it, he's a Khawariji. And so, at any rate, the imam that's been mentioned, he's to be advised. Those who are able to are to go to him and advise him to stop speaking about the Muslim leaders. And if he accepts this advice, then alhamdulillah. And if he rejects it and continues speaking about the Muslim leaders, then he's to be warned against, and such that the people are not deceived by him. And the Muslim is supposed to go and pray behind a person of the Sunnah, not behind a person of the Bid'ah. And if this person continues with this Bid'ah, then the Muslim should not pray behind him.